This is Kiri speaking.
Kiri is my great whited speaking. I was just ringing up about Coco. You know how she's on that diet? The vet said put her on a diet and have two bowls of feed with her normal feed and then crumble, and then one bowl of just plain bird feed with no crumble. And basically she keeps laying eggs. So is it wise that I keep her on the diet? Because she is laying eggs, and the vet thought if there's no eggs inside of the day he saw her, he thought that it could be weight gain because of she's laying. So she must have more eggs inside her. So is it when we keeping the diet up or not?
Is she eating, what's she currently eating at the moment?
I've taken out the bar that she usually has, and I've got two bowls of bird feed with crumble and one bowl of bird feed on its own.
Yeah, okay. And is this the first time that she's laid or?
No, she's laid about 7 or 8 eggs over a period of time now.
Okay. Are you keeping them with her or taking them away?
No, taking them away because she tries to eat them.
Oh, okay. Is she actually breaking them or?
Yeah, she's cracking them.
Oh, is she? Okay.
And so we don't want to eat them. You know, keep it there a few days, like us eating it off eggs.
Yeah. Is she on any calcium supplement or anything like that?
I've got her calcium bells in there.
There is calcium supplement that you can offer in the water as well, especially if she's going through the egg laying.
Can I get that from Pet Barn or something?
Not the one that we stock here, no.
Okay.
Yeah, like they are all different, and obviously the dose rates and stuff would be different as well. Definitely getting her converted onto a pelleted form of diet, it would definitely help with the egg laying and things like that.
So where can I get the pelleted stuff from?
We stock it here, the calcium.
Oh, yep. So you need her on... You need that in the water and pellets?
Like that would definitely help, obviously, because she... When did she last lay?
Like 2 or 3 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she's continuously...
She was looking a bit stressed on the weekend when I went to clean out a cage.
Sorry, did you say stressed, did you?
Yeah,
you
just a little bit stressed.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Yeah, like definitely.
How much is the pellets and how much is the water, and do you do postage or do I have to come and get it?
I was just like, if she's continuously laying and everything, like obviously we don't want her to be doing that. Probably would be an idea just to get her reviewed, just to because they can do stuff to help stop that egg laying and then shut down the egg laying drive and everything.
Yeah, how much does that cost?
The injections itself are about $40, and then it'll be a revisit of $120.
Okay, then. All right, then. Well,
yeah.
So can I start the pellets and start the calcium? How much is that going to cost me?
Did you say that you've already got the pellets and stuff there?
No.
No? Okay. Probably while she's going through the period of egg laying and stuff, I probably wouldn't be altering anything at the moment because you don't want to... put too much stress on her with a pellet conversion. I would probably look at getting her rechecked because she is laying quite a few eggs. We can sort out if she needs calcium and also potentially look at doing some hormone injections to stop the egg laying process there.
Okay, and you guys at ZipPay, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Okay, well...
if you are available, I do have some appointment, one or two appointments tomorrow, 2 o'clock being the first available
Thursday.
Thursday, yep. And I can definitely look at Thursday. Do you prefer a morning or afternoon appointment?
Morning. My worker doesn't start till 9:30, so we wouldn't be able to get there until say 10:15.
Okay. I do have an appointment at that time, but I can do a 10:11.
When?
On Thursday. On Thursday, yeah.
Oh, that would make it too late, so you don't have any other appointments that day.
I do, but you said you couldn't get here until 10:15, and I've already got an appointment at that time, so 11:10 would be the next available appointment.
Or 10 o'clock?
I can do 9:40. 9:40.
No, that doesn't help me. So, okay, 10:11 then.
Yep, otherwise I can do there's a couple of Friday appointments as well if that doesn't suit you.
No, I need it in the morning.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So 10:11 will be the first available after the time that your person can bring you here.
Or do you have anything like, which makes it so difficult, that time because we got to bring it back and everything?
Mm-hmm. So in the morning on Thursday, it'd be 9:40 or 11:10.
Okay, then 11:10 will be fine.
Okay.
How long will it take for the consult?
Are we allow about 30 to 40 minutes for the consult?
Yeah. Okay, then. All right, then I'll see you at 11:10 on Thursday.
Not a problem. We will see
you
then.
So that will be 120 plus 40.
Around 40, and then if you do need calcium, you might be looking at probably about another $25,
$30. Yeah, so it's about 160 all up, including the vet treatment. Seeing the vet is a consultation is 120?
Yeah, so you'd be looking at around about 190.
Okay, no worries.
Calcium, but that's obviously up to the vets what they need to do.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Kiri. I'll see you at 11:10.
Not a problem. Okay, we'll see you then. Thank you. Bye-bye.